I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. Utah Today is reporting 228 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and no new deaths. 132 people are in the hospital. The state says nearly 2.2 million vaccines have now been administered. Health officials are opening their doors to walk-in patients at their COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Salt Lake County Health Department has nearly double the amount of vaccines that they have in a normal week. One woman, Shayla Batchelor, says she expected to see huge lines outside of the Mountain America Expo Center, but there weren't any.
I did. I guess maybe because I come from Salt Lake. I live in the city right now. I expected it to be more popular.
Some people walking into the clinic say they tried to book an appointment weeks ago, but nothing was available. The Bear River Health Department has also started accepting walk-in appointments. A nationwide small business program launches today aimed at helping restaurants still recovering from the coronavirus pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The Restaurant Revitalization Fund consists of over $28 billion available to restaurants, food stands, food trucks, caterers, and bars. Here in Utah, most restaurant owners say they're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
I think the summer is going to be a very strong one. People want to get out. People want to go eat again. People want to socialize.
That's Brooks Kirschheimer, owner of Hearth and Hill in Kimball Junction. According to the Small Business Administration, a single business can receive up to $10 million through the program. The exact amount of money will be based on the difference between pre-pandemic and post-pandemic gross receipts. Those looking to apply can do so on the U.S. Small Business Administration website. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The European Union sees international travel opening up again for fully vaccinated travelers. More now from ABC's Tom Rivers.
In Brussels, the EU's executive branch is examining easing restrictions on travel to the 27-member bloc as vaccination campaigns keep ramping up. As this European Commission spokesman says, it would apply to
all people who have received the last recommended dose of an EU-authorized vaccine. This could be extended to vaccines having completed the WHO emergency use listing process.
Travel to the EU is currently extremely limited, except for a handful of countries with low infection rates. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.